Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Thank you for joining us again. Today we're going to be talking about, as you probably guessed from the intro, Jurassic Park. We've got news stories for you. If you would like to give us a call today to share any paranormal experiences, any amazing spiritual experiences with us, or anything you'd particularly like to chat about, you can give us a call number on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. We'll also be talking about the best way to murder noisy neighbours. So, you know, if anybody's got any tips for me, that would be great. I'm thinking about cutting their legs off, stop them walking around so much. And maybe cut their arms off as well. So if you've got any tips there, please give us a call. But please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu. We're really happy to be able to be here for you guys today. We've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. If you want to give us a call, there's some people in the queue now. We are taking callers. We'll be talking to the caller from 313 first, so just hang tight. But, you know, if you want to give us a call to share in, you know, whatever we're talking about, if you want a simple sample reading, or if you just want to call in and just talk about something, you know, let us know. The number is 347-215-8421. And Bill, that song is fun. Everything is awesome.
It's good. It's, if people haven't heard that before, it's actually off the Lego Movie, which was pretty freaking awesome. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I really liked it. It was great. It was
awesome. Better than, a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Because it had like two different levels to the story. I'm not going to give it away, but it had a good story to it. I enjoyed it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So
you wanted to, you saw, what did you see these past couple of days that you haven't watched before?
Two squirrels doing it? No.
Doing what? Did I ever tell you about a time I was in the park, because in the park near here, you can, like, the squirrels run up to you and eat nuts out of your hand, and they put their paws on your fingers.
Yeah.
Did you have any like that around there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a trip.
Sometimes they can... Go on.
Go on. I was going to say that they're really, really smart. There was a house that I lived at once where the squirrels would tag team the trash can lid to get the lid off, to get into the garbage. You know, there was a place that I used to live in this apartment over this lady, and she would feed them peanut butter toast every morning. And the thing is, though, is that the birds would eat it too. So if you just threw, like, your leftover Cheerios or something out there to them, the animals in that lived around her, where she lived, you know, her porch area, would just put the food down. They didn't want it. They wanted peanut butter toast. So you know, it's, yeah, squirrels are awesome. What were you going to say?
Do they interact with you, though? Do they, like, try and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll interact with you.
Get up on you. They don't like Doritos, though. I tried to feed one Doritos once, and it was just like, looked at me like, what the hell are you trying to give me? But anyway, I was in the park one day, and I stood there, stood up with my hand out. And the next thing you know, because the squirrels used to run up your leg, and then, like, up your body, and then run down your arm and sit on your hand and eat the peanuts. But this particular day, I was holding my hand out, and this pigeon landed on me. And it had, like, a leg missing, half a leg, and it was, like, stump was all rubbing all over my hand, had this stump thing, so it was, like, smearing its stump on me, and it was just, wasn't very nice.
What's that show that we used to watch?
Ren and Stumpy.
No, silly. The Animals, what was that called?
The Animals.
You know, we would watch that show that had the puppet animals, the fox, and there was that crazy pigeon.
Oh,
was...
Mongrels.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Yeah. You got obsessed with that. But yeah, anyway, so what did you watch?
We watched Jurassic Park.
Yes, you haven't really seen it before, have you?
Nope.
And I saw it when it first came out on the cinema, 1992, when I was about 7 years old. I still got the ticket somewhere, you know.
It is absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe I'm just like, I haven't ever watched them, and I know that you've always loved them, and it just never even occurred to me, hey, let's watch Jurassic Park. So we're sitting there watching them, and I felt like I was just, it's like you're just in this world, and it's, It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And the guy that wanted to build the Jurassic Park, you know, it was. I'm telling you that the movie is captivating, and it traps you right in it. It was absolutely amazing. But then when we watched Jurassic Park 2, I was just like, you mean to tell me, you know, just the idea that they went back to the island to get the, you know, get animal. It's just, I mean, I don't even know where to begin. It's a really good series, and I guess we're watching 3 tomorrow or the next day or something.
I don't know yet. We'll have to see. Maybe tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm going to be busy Thursday and Friday, so it might have to be Saturday. But you wanted more pterodactyls, didn't you?
Pterodactyls.
Well, just you wait.
It's awesome.
But they're actually supposed to be bringing out, I mean, a majority of people would have seen 1, 2, and 3 by now anyway, but, I mean, look, watching it now, some of the dinosaurs are just amazing, considering it was made, like, 22 years ago, actually 23 to be specific, 23 mm-hmm. years ago. It's awesome. What did you think was going to happen in the first one? Did you have any idea, any clue? What do you think it was all about?
Well, I mean, I knew the premise of it was, you know, dinosaurs.
Well, yes.
I mean, you know, anyone, I guess, who's been around for the past 20 years kind of knows that the premise of the movie is about dinosaurs that are brought forward or brought back or whatever. But then, you know, they show you how it happens and all that kind of stuff, and you get to kind of get a glimpse into, you know, the factory, the lab, whatever you want to call it. But I figured that it was going to be something crazy and wild, but it was, you know.
Well, you definitely couldn't have predicted the second one. So I watched that. I didn't know what the hell was going to happen. But the fourth one is supposed to be coming out next year, but it's supposed to be the beginning of another trilogy.
Really?
Yeah, Steven Spielberg is not having anything to do with it. So they couldn't find a script that he was happy with. But they went through so many different scripts. They didn't want to make it too talky because people get bored. And they didn't want to make it too adventurous because it just seemed to lack story, they were saying. So anyway, the first, I mean, years, years and years ago, because the third one came out in 2001. And years and years ago, I read a plot about there were supposed to be human-dinosaur hybrids. There's supposed to be this army that was created of human, like mercenary kind of human-dinosaur hybrids. And I thought, what? I just thought that sounded stupidly crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I believe there's somebody directing it. He hasn't done many films, but Chris Pratt is in it. The name sounds familiar. I think he's been in a few things. But the writers who had written Rise of Planet of the Apes are writing the story for it, because Michael Crichton died, didn't he? So he can't put his input into it.
Right.
So that's due out next year. But I believe, see, if you go to IMDb, it says no plot yet, but if you go onto Wikipedia, it's got a picture there from a teaser poster, and it's got like a velociraptor standing on the upturned car, you know, like the one from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like helicopters in the background and stuff. But I believe from the plot, from what it was saying, was they actually go back to Isla, it's not Isla Sauna, one of the islands anyway, and they actually make the park. This is actually 22 years on, and they've actually made it, and people have been coming to see the dinosaurs, but people are getting bored of it, so it's getting run down, and people just aren't interested in it anymore, and that's the point where we come into the film, and I think how they want to grab people's attention again, so they do something crazy to try and get people to come back again, but it goes terribly wrong, apparently, so...
I really hope they don't do some sort of human dinosaur hybrid thing, because not only is it just not realistic, it's not realistic. I mean, that's I think one of the things that really, you know, grabbed me with the whole idea in the very first one is that it's something that really seems like it could be real, you know,
yeah.
like it really could happen. And, you know, as long as we've been alive, they've been trying to clone a mammoth. You know, we talked about that the other day, too. So,
yeah,
I mean, it...
The velociraptors scared you, didn't they?
Those were very scary.
Which was
I mean,
your favorite
just
dance?
Insanely scary. My favorite one? I don't know. I don't guess I really thought about... Oh, I like that one. They're all terrifying, you know.
Yeah.
That the girl in the first one that just sat there screaming, that would have probably have been me. I probably just would have just fainted right away. Just gone.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do? Because we've got a caller waiting for a while.
Yeah, we've got a caller waiting. Let's take a little bit of a break and let me just kind of get my head straight.
Okay.
So we'll take the caller at 313, and we also will be talking to the caller at 337 a little while later. So just bear in mind, hold tight, guys. And I'm trying to find something fun to listen to. Hold on, let's see. I usually am more on top of things than this.
About Ocean Man?
Do we have to?
No.
I know what that means. It means no. Anyway, this is Broken Earth Radio. Remember, if you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421, and we will be right back. We're back. Eclipsian, or as you want to call, or you want to say Eclipsian, is in the chat room. Hello. Glad to see
Hello.
You. It's been a little while. Glad to see you. You ready to take the caller?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, caller 313. This is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
Good, thank you so much. Very good. Can we have your name?
My name is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi.
Well, share with us how you're doing, you know, what's on your mind today, that sort of thing.
Love, relationship. I just want a general reading.
Okay, well, we're not doing full reading. We're doing simple sample questions, sweetheart. So if there's anything that you really want to know, this is the perfect time to just, you know, come straight out and ask your question.
Okay, do you see marriage with me and DeMichael?
DeMichael?
Yes, do you
see
marriage?
Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. All right, let's see what's going on with you guys.
All righty.
I want to make sure that we're even on the same page here. Are you guys even in a relationship?
No, but then yes.
Okay, so you guys are kind of spending time with each other, but it's not a real committed thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
seriously, been together.
Right. Well, this is the deal. You guys have some issues, but from what I'm seeing now, and even when I push you off a little bit further, you know, it kind of looks like you guys at some point are going to end up going off in different directions. But, I mean, I realize, though, that sometimes people go in different directions, and they got married, you know what I mean? But I want to keep things nice and light and all that, but it doesn't even look like he's thinking about that, sweetie. So we might need to, sit back and, you know, maybe talk some time in private and kind of see what you may be able to do or what can be adjusted to get this going the direction that you want to go. But he's not even right there. I know you love him, you know what I mean? But you just think about what we've talked about, and you can find us on Facebook under Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth, and we can kind of sit back and get real serious about this. But just, you know, in where we are now, even when I kind of push you off a little bit, it's like you guys are in two different books.
Okay.
Okay, dear. But thank you so much for listening. And,
you're welcome.
You know, and hopefully
thank
we'll get
you.
To talk to you soon. Okay, sweetie? Okay, honey.
Okay, thank you.
All right, dear. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take the caller at 337, okay? Because let's take that. Okay. Hi, I'm 337. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Good. Could we have your name?
My name's Candace.
Hi,
I'm from Louisiana. I would love to ask. It's a kind of complicated kind of a situation. I had a best friend. We're best friends. This is over a year ago. We haven't talked in like over a year. It's actually a guy, and you know, somebody I can talk to about anything, and I'm just all friendship. It was like we stopped talking. Like he literally stopped talking. He basically distanced himself away from me. And I don't know if I did something or said something wrong or what was the reason or if you see us being friends again.
Okay. Okay. What's his name?
His name was Ephraim.
Ephraim? Okay. Hold on just a moment, okay? Remember, you just take some nice, good, deep breaths and relax. Okay, dear. Okay. All right. Basically, you know, like I say, we want to keep this a little bit simple, okay? I don't believe that this is the last time you'll ever hear from him, you know, the last time he spoke. I do believe he'll circle back around again. But actually what I see happening is it looks like he started really putting his energy into a relationship.
Okay.
So, and because of the person that he was seeing or that he's seeing, you know, just decided that, you know, he needed to kind of cut off people, you know, trim some things down to kind of put his energy into that dedication, that devotion. So that's what happened. That's what happened. Now, it does look like there's a point, dear, where you guys will reconnect. If I focus on the process, though, the cycle, it's going to be a little while, okay? But it doesn't look like you're going to, you know, walk your days never knowing him again. But it, but seriously, it does look like it'll be a little while.
Okay. So
that's
a while. I thought he was mad at me or something, or, you know, and
He's not. He's. I don't see him being upset with you in the slightest. But I do see him, you know, doing that, doing it the way he did, because now when I say this, it's not, I'm oversimplifying it. It seems like it was the easiest thing for him to do, even though this was not an easy thing for him to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, let that swirl around a little bit, okay? And you know, if you want to talk about this better, like I told the young lady before, you know, look us up on Facebook, okay, under Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth. We can kind of sit back and
how you spell Nunu?
It's
Nunu.
Okay, sweetheart. It's Nunu.
Yeah,
and there's some links, too.
Yeah, because I would like to talk more about it, because, I mean, I guess it was hard to explain our friendship. It was kind of an interesting friendship, but, you know, and I mean, like I said, I want him to be happy, and, you know, and I understand, you know, people are in love and stuff with each other, and I definitely love that and respect that, and I want him to be happy and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's hard to explain.
I understand. I really do.
Yeah.
We get it. We really do.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know why I always, like, felt connected to him as a friend. I don't know.
You know, there's tons of people, and you know this, there's tons of people on Earth. But there's people that, and it seems like the more people, you know, that are here, the fewer that we really click with or we connect with. So, you know, when you find someone that you really feel connected to, it's a shame when people feel like they have to cut each other off for whatever reason, you know. And it's also you know, when you really trust someone, you know, to toss that person to the side, you know what I mean? But anyway, you know, to keep it simple, though, and like I said, we can talk about this better. Just, you know, like find us on Facebook, and I'm very serious about that, because this is a part of your process, and I know that you guys, it looks like you guys separate in your journey, but there is a point where you guys do converge again. Okay, so, and remember, too, fate brings us to a point of crossing paths. Our hearts bring us to a place where we continue to reconnect, but it's our behavior, our actions, the things that we do that keep our relationships going, that keep defining who we are. So, you know, it's, go on, dear, go on.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, I mean, it was like we were best friends. We talked to each other about anything. I mean, and then I guess, you know, it was like, even though we really fell off, like, I was very hurt by what he did, and you know, I understand people fall in love and stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it was just like, you know, like really, it was just, you didn't have to do what you did. And I was more hurt than anything. And I don't know. And I was like, man, what happened? Because, I mean, we were close and, you know, and, you know, I cared about him a little more than I should have. And that may have been the reason. But, I don't know. You know, maybe that's what it, maybe what it was, and he kind of knew, and maybe that's part of the reason. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Well, like I said, please, you know, look us up on Facebook. And, you know, there's some links that are on the show page, and you can, I don't think they click, but you can copy and paste them. And
yeah,
we can schedule a time
like
to get
that
back and real and get real serious about this.
Yeah. I really want to talk to you after the show, actually.
Yeah.
I'm that serious.
Okay. Well, just, you know, like I said, look up the link, and one of us will message you back. You know, Bill or myself will message you back about setting up, an appointment, and we'll get it straight. We'll get it straight, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, just relax, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so, what's on your mind?
This is
Shadow. People.
We missed our show about shadow people. You can check it out on one of our previous shows. Also, I want to direct people to our previous show if anybody's is considering taking Trial of Secomeprazole, the acid pump inhibitors for acid reflux and indigestion. I suggest you go and listen to the previous show, because I've certainly had a lot of problems with that medication that they don't tell you about. So, as soon as I found out, I stopped taking them, chucked them in the, well, I threw them in the cupboard, I need to chuck them in the bin. And, you know, listen to the last show, or you can go to askapatient.com where patients review medications and search for Prilosec and see all the horrible side effects it shows. But it's important, because I don't want people to go through what I did, because it nearly finished me off. So I need to make sure that people are aware of that. Zen Master steps up to a hot dog cart and says, "Make me one with everything." The hot dog vendor fixes a hot dog and hands it to the Zen Master, who pays with a £20 bill. The hot dog vendor puts the bill in the cash drawer and closes the cash drawer. "Where's my change?" asks the Zen Master. The hot dog vendor responds, "Change must come from within."
That whole situation just hit the pits. "Where's my change, player? You want my money?"
In the middle of a forest. In the middle of a forest, there was a hunter who was suddenly confronted by a huge, hungry bear. In his fear, all attempts to shoot the bear were unsuccessful. Finally, he turned and ran as fast as he could. The hunter ran and ran and ran until he ended up at the edge of a very steep cliff. His hopes were dim. Seeing no way out of his predicament, and with the bear closing in rather quickly, the hunter got down on his knees, opened his arms and exclaimed, "Dear God, please give this bear some religion." The sky darkened and there was lightning in the air. Just a few feet short of the hunter, the bear came to an abrupt stop and glanced around, somewhat confused. Suddenly the bear looked up into the sky and said, Thank you, God, for the food I'm about to receive.
Wow.
True story.
Probably. I wonder if the bear really said God or if he said dog. Because he's a bear. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at the fact that you're coughing. I'm laughing at the moment you're coughing in.
The what that I'm coughing in?
The moment.
The accent.
You're coughing in such a weird accent.
Do you know what I want to talk about? I don't know what I've done, where I've been, who I've seen, what I've said. Did I talk about glitches in the Matrix?
Glitches in the Matrix? No, I don't think
I was talking about me and my friend were at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, no.
Didn't I talk about this? It's just somebody opened a thread saying, what's the creepiest glitch in the Matrix you've experienced? Now, I wanted to talk about this for a moment, because I told you this about the other day, and this has utterly confused me and unexplained. I don't know how the hell it happened. But I have to sleep with earplugs in now and then, because of noisy neighbours. and one night, I was getting into bed, and my earplugs weren't there.
Right.
What the hell was that? Sound like a load of baby horses running around all of a sudden. Anyway, what were you laughing at?
I'm listening to the story.
Are you feeling a little hoarse? Anyway, so I come to go to bed. My earplugs weren't in the bed because I normally like leave them next to me in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Looked for them, turned the bed upside down, couldn't find them anywhere. They weren't anywhere to be seen. Had the light on and everything. I gave up, thought, great, I'm going to have a night here. Had the earplugs in. So anyway, I lay down to go to sleep. I woke up in the night and I had them in my ears. Where the hell did they come from? What? Where are you
Alien?
Aryans?
Alien. No.
Well, but that really, I don't know how to explain that. Maybe I woke up in the night and suddenly found them in the dark, which I couldn't find when I turned everything upside down with the light on, which is extremely unlikely. I have no idea. Where would they come from? Where? If I couldn't find them during the day.
Now, sometimes you've got earplugs under the pillows.
Yes, I turned the bed upside down. I couldn't find. I lifted the pillows out, turned the covers out, inside out, looked under the bed.
Well, it was zigging. It was zigging.
Right. Do you think that's strange?
Yeah, you know I think it's weird.
Oh. I know they weren't already in my ears.
I know I said that already. They were already there. Well, you know, there's even the time that you've had them in your ears and then when you woke up they were in the living room.
Yes, that's happened twice in exactly the same place. They're in the same place on the floor.
There's just no telling. There's just no telling. Maybe it's that little boy in there.
Now, you need to expand on that a little bit.
There is a little boy and a dog inside of there.
Which has been seen by, witnessed by, either psychically or, you know, whatever, by three people on separate occasions that didn't actually know anything about each other's
right.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah.
Now, I don't know whether I mentioned this before, but... Go on.
No, you go on.
I think I may have mentioned this before, though some people may not have heard this once. When I would stay at my sister's house, which was having problems with things moving around, there was a helpful ghost there. Sorry, I got distracted by the chat room. I was staying at my sister's house, and I woke up in the night to a dog pulling on my leg and growling at me, trying to drag me out of the bed. And my leg was freaking going up in the air, and I was like, "What the hell's going on?" But it wasn't. It was a spirit. It was a spirit dog. It wasn't actually a real dog because it was about 3 feet off the ground, and it was trying to pull me out of the bed. That was strange. What's apes? What kind of apes? Is that like Rise of Planet of the Apes?
It's dot pot apes.
Or dot po tapes. Doctor tapes. Do po tapes.
Okay, you crit fan, you're going to have to be a little bit better than that one, babe.
Have you guys gone to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? That's what it is.
Oh, I thought it was something different.
Of course, obviously. Obviously, she just abbreviated it to D-O-T-P-O-T.
You are just so...
Dot-O-Tapes.
What's the word I'm looking for? You're just so Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. I'm going to Comic-Con where I'm going to party with a funeral for a friend afterwards. Yeah, I'm going to go as a crotchless Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the only thing that I really hope is premiering at Comic-Con is deodorant.
It's the penis. What?
Is deodorant. Anyway.
Why, the sweaty nerds there?
It's funky. We have a caller in the queue. We have a caller at 229 in the queue, and we see you, just so you'll know. You know.
But we're talking about stuff.
Well, we're talking about things. Let's take a little break, listen to a little song, and when we come back, we'll share another little story and talk to the caller at 229.
Skin to bone, smokestack, sampana. Someone
we'll
got
be right.
Murdered. What the hell?
What?
That? Someone got murdered. What song is that? Was that one of yours?
I wouldn't ever listen to anything like that.
So, hold on a minute. Let me just press play. Hold on.
No!
What is that?
I don't even remember. But anyway, we're going to... Let me do this. We'll be right back, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Broken
coming out of the sky, it had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned.
flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? And he said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon code undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy kitty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Tequila. Aliens drink tequila?
Huh? Do aliens drink tequila? They may.
Yeah. One-eyed.
They might.
Big purple.
One-eyed, one-horned.
No, wait a minute. That sounds wrong. Big purple one-eyed monster.
Let's take the caller at 229.
Okay.
Hi, 229. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Could we have your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin.
Hello.
Hi, Melvin. Why don't you share with us what's on your mind today?
I was just calling to see if you are doing readings today.
Okay, we do simple readings, like if you have a simple question that you want to ask.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to ask you a question about a relationship. With this woman I just met about a month ago that works at a hospital here, and I just want to know, like, is there any interest with her on my part?
What's her name?
Her name is Jenna.
Jenna?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment, Bill, okay?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right. Okay. It looks like, you know, you guys have talked a little bit about some random things. You know, it looks like she's gone through some real serious changes in her life. She's, do you know if she's actually going through a divorce right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, there's some things here that it looks like are kind of, taking precedent over, you know, starting new. But I'm not going to tell you something negative because I actually do see her coming to a place where this is something that she's interested in, but right now she does seem like she's distracted with life change. Bill, can you take over for a second? I've got to do something real quick. I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry about this. Won't be a second. Okay. Oh, she's coming back.
Okay, I'm real sorry about that. I mean, just kind of were having some problems over here. But, yeah, so basically, like I said, I do see some potential here. But right now, you know, kind of being friends, that sort of thing is what it looks like she's open to because of some shifts. And when you actually get to talk to her a little bit more and you get to know her a little bit more, you'll see. But I don't see that this is something that's not going to happen. It just looks like it's something that's going to be slow. Okay? I hope that helps. I hope that helps. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Well, it's been nice to meet you, and thank you so much for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So what else do you have in your little bag of tricks?
Now, I was going to talk about this because I was going to get onto the glitch thing. I'm going to read this out, see if this makes sense. Somebody opened this thread up, which is I was going to talk about. You know, someone was saying, what's the strangest glitch you've had? I thought I might have read this out before, but it says, me and my friend were at a Chinese restaurant and we ordered General Tso chicken dinner. Is that right? TSO? So?
Yeah, General Tso's chicken.
Chicken dinner and a shrimp lo mein. Shrimp lo mein dish.
Right.
We both sat down. We took out both boxes and sat them on the table about 2 feet apart. He opens the first box and mush money penny, a shrimp lo mein dish. Shrimp lo mein dish, mush money penny. It has all the things in there. Noodles, shrimp, fried rice. He closes the box and opens the other box. Inside that is a shrimp lo mein. Shrimp, noodles, and fried rice. Oh, I think they must have mixed the order up. I was just about to say this when my friend says out loud, looks like they made a mistake and gave us two. As he opens the first box again, inside of it is a General Tso chicken order. General Tso chicken, white rice, and an egg roll. He froze and looked at me. I looked back at him, and we sat in silence. It took us 5 or so minutes to collect ourselves. I have no idea what the hell happened. So they got two boxes, 2 feet apart. Opened it up. Oh, it's shrimp in that one. Let's open the other one. Oh, it's shrimp as well. Oh, they mixed up the order. Opened the first box again. It's turned into a different meal.
Huh. It must have been high.
Well, we do get glitches. I've had glitches with cars.
Well,
car glitches. Now I do not know whether I was a man dreaming I was a butterfly or whether I am now a butterfly dreaming I am a man. Right. It goes on to about deja vu and but it's strange, some people get like phone calls, they'll say phone call you, or they'll get a message on the phone saying that a family member's died on the phone back saying,
shadow,
what the hell's
shadow,
going
on? Shadow,
people. You
finished? Yes.
So, people get a phone call. What was I saying? Oh, completely threw me off. It's end the show now.
You're talking about the
people
the
get a phone,
call
saying a family member has died. And you pressing buttons. So they phone the person up and say, what about when did they die? And they say, I don't know what you're talking about. You just left a message. No, I didn't. And then a few days later, that family member will die. The one that they said died on the message. There's been quite a few stories in that.
Well, I've had a situation where there was something happened with Eden at school, at daycare. And I know I've told you about this, but I was checking the messages, and I swear I had gotten a message from her school saying that something had happened. And so I called the school, and her teacher answered the phone, and her teacher was like, I didn't call you. I didn't call you. I didn't call you. And so when I went back, you know, I don't know if I had erased the message or what, but on the caller ID, it wasn't on the caller ID either. But the teacher called me back, and she said, you know, I really did not call you, but, and she told me what happened because she couldn't talk at the moment. She was, like, dealing with whatever was going on.
Right.
But I tell you, I still to this day am questioning whether or not she really did call me, and she just, like, wasn't supposed to at that moment, or if it's something that was precognitive.
You know, this isn't really, I suppose not paranormal. It is weird, though. When I was younger, I think I mentioned this before on one of the shows, I was about 17. I used to get all these voicemail messages on my phone. If somebody calls you and leaves a voicemail, you get a missed call, and then it'll say, you've got a voicemail. Well, I didn't get that.
Right.
I just accessed the, just go straight to voicemail, just to check, even though nobody's called, just out of interest.
Right.
And I used to get these voicemail messages turning up on my phone from all around the world. I used to have like 10 a day or something. I listened to them. It was like, oh, I'm going to be late for the meeting. There'd be like some woman talking in some different language. And then somebody would be saying, hi, mate, how are you doing? And all this. And excuse me. Just all these voicemail messages from all around the world just happened to be stored on my phone for some reason. But I don't know how they get there. How they were getting there. Because I didn't have any missed calls. There were people I didn't know. It was from foreign calls. I don't know. It was strange. So, here we are. Here we are. Dentists in shock as Indian teen has 232 teeth removed in one appointment.
What? You're kidding.
No, you just ruined it, so I'm not going to read it out. There you go, spoiling things again.
Is it a half
people
star?
People just will have to wait and find out for themselves.
Is it half dinosaur, half human? Is it a shark person? Is it a Sharknado?
According to International Business Times, when doctors at Sir JJ Hospital in Mumbai, India, took the boy in to have a look, they discovered a world record set of teeth blooming in the teen's jawline. Strangely, the explosion of teeth stemmed from a single molar. Initially, it was not very clear what it could be, and so he decided to go in for surgery, said Dr. Sunanda Divare Palwanka.
What?
Sunanda Divare Palwanka. Head of the hospital's dental department.
Oh my god.
Dr. Palwanka. 17-year-old Ashik.
You just completely became 12, you know that?
Ashik Gavay had faced routine pain and swelling in the right side of his mouth for some time. And didn't understand why. He was just looking for a friend, but instead he got a pal wanker. When the dentist took a look, the second molar on the lower right hand side of his jaw was found budding with an abnormal growth. The molar had become tumor-like. The dentist of Sir JJ went beyond the swelling and found buds of teeth of all shapes and sizes. The molar was literally blooming with multiple dozens of teeth. Upon the discovery, 7-hour surgery commenced. We started picking small teeth from the abnormal molar. These pearlies were of varying sizes, some as tiny as a grain of mustard and some almost the size of a marble. At the final count, he had a total of 232 of them. The fact that it was coming from a single molar was very unique, said Dr. I'll wanker. At the core of the blooming set of teeth was a rock-like formation inside the affected tooth. It was unlike anything that the dentist ever seen. They began removing the rock-like core with a drill. You had to resort to the age-old, now outdated chisel mallet procedure to break down that hard formation, as it was putting immense pressure on the jawbone and surrounding healthy teeth, explained Dr. Paul Wanker. He called the affliction a translated, that means developmental anomaly. The anomaly was categorized as a benign tumor of the tooth and is known to medical professions as a complex composite odontum. Dr. Dvir Palwanker said the condition is not life-threatening, but causes swelling in the face, leading to difficulty eating and swallowing. We believe this is a world record, but we will carry out more research before taking any further steps in the matter, said Dr. Palwanker.
Can I talk now?
Yep.
What about that woman who stabbed her roommate for refusing to stop listening to the Eagles?
Exactly. I mean, I probably would have done the same.
Police in South Carolina arrested a North Charleston woman Monday night after she allegedly stabbed her roommate multiple times for refusing to stop playing music by the classic rock band The Eagles. According to the official report, Vernette Bader became irritated with her roommate, who used to be her boyfriend, after he rejected her pleas to turn off the Eagles and told her to shut up. Bader then entered the kitchen, grabbed a serrated knife, which she subsequently used to stab her roommate several times in the arm, hand, and elbow. The roommate and his brother managed to wrestle the knife away from Bader, but she quickly retrieved another one from the kitchen. All three were intoxicated at the time, as if we didn't know that. It's unclear which of the band's songs drove Bader over the edge, but police have narrowed down the possible suspects to Witchy Woman, Take It Easy, Peaceful Easy Feeling, Take It to the Limit, One of Those Nights, Tequila Sunrise, and Hotel California on repeat. Bader confessed to the crime but claimed it was an act of self-defense to contour her roommate's choking. Investigators say Bader did not have any visible marks on her neck. Police charged Bader with criminal domestic violence of a high and aggravated nature, and she was booked into the Charleston County Jail where she remained held as of this afternoon. So I think anybody who has ever had to listen to the same songs over and over and over and over and over and over again, especially something like the Eagles, and, you know, people who listen to the Eagles, the Doors, any of that classic rock stuff, they're listening to it constantly for years. I mean, I'm not trying to say that she should have killed this man, but I'm just saying that I get it. So, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at somebody being gone. I'm just tripping that she actually went wild. She went absolutely nuts because she was tired of Hotel California.
I'm not going to go into this, but somebody's getting some stick here because they tweeted date rape is bad, stranger rape is worse. Right. So, anyway, the touching moment a caring mother wallaby with a joey in its pouch offers a pigeon some of its lunch. There's a wallaby feeding a pigeon.
What?
A wallaby feeding a pigeon?
A wallaby feeding pigeon.
There we go. That's the link in the chat room.
Aww. That's cute. That's really sweet. Oh, my goodness. That is just so awesome.
And he said, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Oh, my goodness. And it's eating out of an ice cream cone, it looks like. That is absolutely sweet. Oh, yeah, she held out her ice cream cone full of food. that is just absolutely awesome, the way animals are good to each other, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if that pigeon shares her, wine.
Pigeon shared the wine?
What's that pigeon's name that drinks port, tawny port? On that TV show?
I don't know. I can't remember. Pidgey.
Pidgey? Oh, anyway. Let's listen to a song. Are you feeling okay?
Not really, but let's go on.
Okay. I mean, if you're not, we can, you know.
No, it's all right. We'll continue.
Okay. Okay. Because I noticed that you kind of seem to be sort of a little, you know, light, like, you know what I mean, a little, you know what I mean. Okay, well,
yeah.
We'll be right back, everybody. If you want to give us a call, give us a call at 347-215-8421 and share in any of the stuff that we've been talking about. Or if you want a simple sample reading, like a simple question, you can ask away. Or if there's just anything paranormal or, you know, that you want to share, we're here for that. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, welcome back. Nunu's disappeared and abandoned me for some reason. We do have a couple of callers in the queue. Don't worry, we should get round to you before the end of the show, which is ended in 15 minutes. It's a news article. A firm that processes raw placentas for new mothers to eat is facing closure over health fears in a landmark case. The Independent Placenta A network make capsules and smoothies for mums that it claims have numerous health benefits, but has been blocked from trading by local authority over concerns bacteria within the placenta poses a hazard to a significant proportion of women. A legal case, understood to be the first of its kind, has been heard by a district judge who has reserved judgment. During the hearing, IPEN argued the law shouldn't be used to govern people who are eating a product of themselves. The act of eating the placenta occurs in the animal kingdom, has become trendy in some circles in recent years. Advocates include Mad Men star January Jones and Kim Kardashian also considered trying it. Are you there? Hello? I can't hear you.
I've been sitting here talking and talking and talking.
Anyway, I was talking about placenta smoothies not being good for you. Somebody said the bacteria Staphylococcus rex aureus, which is found in the vagina of 1 in 10 women, could be passed into the placenta. Okay. Now we've got somebody waiting in the queue. Did you want to take that call before the show ends? Or?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay.
And you just kind of relax your brain, okay?
Okay. Vagina.
We've been very, very ill for the past little bit. And we still kind of are. So just, yeah. Bear with us. Sometimes we may just vanish. And we're still here. Caller at 216, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Can you help? Can you help us? Can you please help us?
Help us. Save us from ourselves.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
We're okay. We're okay. Thank you. Thank you. Can we have your name?
My name is Desmond.
Desmond?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Desmond, share with us, you know, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Just wondering, I had a quick question. Like, at least, like, twice a month. It's not like I'm over it. I'm over it and it's moved on. But twice a month, like, I have a dream about my ex, and I see her. Like, and I asked her, she's married now. I asked her why you, every time I see her, I asked her, she's alone. I asked her why is she alone. She won't speak on it. So I'm wondering, is she all right? Is she doing okay? I mean, her name is Desiree.
Let's see. Hold on. But you said you're having these dreams, like maybe twice a month.
Right, twice a month. I don't know if she has problems or just like constantly, you know.
Let's see. Well, you know, from what I can tell, just like you said, she's in a different relationship. I want to ask you, do you know who this person is that she's with?
No, I don't know who he is.
You don't know who he is? Okay.
I just know she... Last time we talked was years ago. She said she was getting married.
It kind of looks like it's happened, but it looks like they're constantly having problems. And the thing is it seems like tabling the relationship is constantly the saying, like, well, if you don't like it, you can go. Well, you know, it's like that's constantly where they keep being at, and. It seems like it's her, you know. I mean, it seems like she's the one that has the attitude of just being able to just toss things away, so to speak. I'm not even really sure of what to tell you about this exactly, but because it looks like this is something that happens round and round and round constantly all the time. But she probably is, you know, one of those people that would tell everyone, oh, it's fine, everything's fine. Like, she wouldn't really, you know, disclose this stuff. So, I mean, you know, having proof about it, you know. But anyway, that's what it looks like is going on between the two of them. You know, if you're wondering if she maybe if it's a cry for help, no, because she's the one who, and I'm not trying to be mean, but she's the one that seems like she's the one that everybody needs to be saved from, you know. So, you know, I know that sounds a little mean, but, you know, she looks like she's a little tough one, okay? She's a little tough one. But anyhow, so I think that what you're kind of seeing here is you being kind of tapped in with her and just sort of seeing what's going on from, you know, your own intuition. You know what I mean? But I don't see her necessarily needing any help.
Okay.
Yeah, she seems like she's the one that would be coming in to save you. You know what I mean? She's tough. She looks like she's a real tough one. So, but it does look like as far as, you know, just any contact, you guys talking, that's one of those things that, you know, you might see her out in a group over here in a few months, but it still seems like you're the one that may have to do the initiation of, you know, of talking. And also, if you ask her how she's doing, she's going to tell you she's fine, you know. So there you go, Desiree.
All right, that's one here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, something strange. All right. Oh, I was just going crazy.
You're not going crazy.
We
yet.
All go a little crazy. Me more
we
than
do.
Others.
Yes, he does. But you know what? I don't know.
Everything
if
is
I
awesome.
Would have it do any other way. Everything is awesome. Well, it's really nice to talk to you again. So, you know, let us know how you're doing, and thank you for listening, and you have a good one, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Well, farewell. Calypsium was saying her friend ate a bit of her placenta. Of her own placenta, not her. And
after giving birth in Connecticut.
And she said it was still warm and pulsating, and she just bit right into it. It's exactly what she said, quote, in the chat room.
You are making a part of that conversation.
Oh, maybe only,
saying,
only
my friend
only
ate
I
a bit
can
of her placenta. My friend ate a bit of her placenta 2 years ago after giving birth in Connecticut, and here you're saying, was it still warm? How creepy.
You know what I do?
No,
you know what I do when people tell me? I've done this a couple of times in work. It's the best shock value. Somebody comes into work and you go, oh, how are you doing? Where have you been? And they say, oh, we just had a baby. Oh, congratulations. Can I eat the placenta?
So disgusting.
And they're like, what? What?
I don't even want...
But they think I'm serious. They go, no, we threw it away. Oh.
I don't even want to, like, okay, if I've chewed a piece of gum and I take it out and I put it, like, on my plate, I don't even want to chew that again, let alone have some placenta. Or people who drink their own urine.
Like,
you know what? I think you would actually drink your own urine. I think you'd put sugar in it and a little bit of milk.
I'd have it straight. I wouldn't even use a glass.
Okay, this is crazy. Stop. It's terrible. Ugh. Oh, my goodness.
It's Eclipse's fault for lowering the tone of the conversation.
You just totally lowered us to this place, but... You know, it wasn't hard to get us here, so what does that mean?
Can't get lower.
No, not at all.
I
well, we'll be back next week,
yeah.
Won't we?
Yeah, probably. All being well.
If we're all good. We'll be back next week, and we don't know what the topic will be, because if I ask what the topic will be, I'll get yelled at. It's so humiliating being screamed at constantly on the internet waves by you. Hello?
Yes. Okay, do I choose the outgoing song?
Yes.
Okay, I've got the perfect one. Well, it's just about 5 minutes long, so.
Remember, look us up if you need us. You can go to Facebook and find Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth Radio Show. If you need to send a message to Bill, send it to BillDoyle@live.com. That's BillDoyle@live.com. And other than that, it's been really good to be able to share with you guys today. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Sorry about the swearing. Bye-bye.